What's up, everybody? It's Joe Winters Jr., the founder of Daily Path Academy and your host of Daily Path Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. Today, I would like to talk about distractions. We have to talk about them. Distractions, distractions, distractions. I've learned distractions will disqualify you from who you are supposed to become and the things that you're supposed to achieve. And so we have to say no to distractions. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into the message. Sit back and relax and enjoy. This is Daily Path Podcast. I'm your host, podcast coach, and transformational speaker, Joe Winters Jr.
Now, I've been in this business a long time. God gave me the gift of a strong mind. And when I step foot on a path, the good and the bad, they just come by. Never done trying. I do it, till each time I do it, it's done right. Ooh. And God left his signature on me, so how could I ever be unsigned? See, everyone has got a gift, not anonymous, but God-given.
Distractions have a really unique way of preventing us from reaching our greatest potential. What distractions will do will prevent you from executing a particular task to the best of your ability. Distractions will prevent you from giving the appropriate amount of attention to someone who is in your presence in the very moment. Distractions will prevent you from truly manifesting the power of your purpose and turning your dreams into a reality. Yet, although we know distractions can do this to us, we still get distracted by distractions. The other day, I was headed to the gym early in the morning. My windows were fogged up from the night before, and I didn't think to let down my windows and unfog them before heading to the gym because the gym is a minute and a half away from my house, literally. So as I back out of my driveway and get on the road, I decide to let down my windows to unfog my windows, in which I just so happened to look up and see a big bottle standing upright in the middle of the road. I had to maneuver to make sure I did not hit the bottle. And of course, I'm thinking to myself, I'm glad I looked and saw the bottle because who knows what would have happened, right? Let's just imagine the worst. Like, what's the worst could possibly happen if you smack into the bottle, right? So I'm thinking of all these different thoughts of what could have happened. And then I think to myself, like, wow, why was the bottle sitting there? Obviously, somebody put the bottle in the road. And in that moment, me being distracted with unfogging my windows prevented me from giving the appropriate amount of attention necessary to the road ahead. And that road ahead is leading to my destination. And so the principle of the day is this: don't let distractions disqualify you from where you are going. Because see, if I had hit that bottle and the bottle had slashed my tire, or if I had swerved too hard and smacked up the curb and jacked up my car, who knows? I would have been disqualified from going to the gym that morning because I would have had to take care of my car. So the principle of the day is don't let distractions disqualify you from where you are going. My foggy windows, me, I was distracted by my own windows. I was distracting myself from the road trying to clear my foggy windows. And I want to ask you, where in your life are you distracting yourself from where you're going? Where in your life are you not focused on the road ahead and being very present in the now, in this moment, because of some distraction? Right now, you're listening to this podcast. As you're listening to this podcast, where are you? Are you driving in the car? Because you're driving in the car, and yes, you're looking ahead, but then you're listening to me. And are you fully paying attention to me, or are you fully paying attention to the road? And I know you can do both at the same time, but at the same time, you can't do both at the same time to the best of your ability. There's something about the radio that could distract us from the road. There's something about the road that could distract us from what's being said on the radio. So we have to have this time and place to really make the most of the now. And the messages that I'm delivering to you on this podcast, I'm blessed and I'm thankful if you're listening to the message on the way to work. I really hope you continue to listen to the message on the way to work, but I would highly recommend that you also find some time, 5-10 minutes every single Monday or Tuesday, whenever you catch this podcast, to actually listen to the podcast and plan out the actionable steps or takeaways that you're going to implement into your life. Because oftentimes we allow distractions to disqualify us from where we're going. Let's face it, you're listening to this podcast because this podcast provides you with some sort of insights or inspiration that will fuel you for where you are trying to go. And if in the moment of you listening to this podcast, you're distracted, well, that distraction is preventing you from giving the appropriate amount of attention necessary to this podcast, the message that you're trying to really take in and internalize, so that way you can implement it in your life and have the have a greater chance at the success or the life that you're pursuing. So where in your life, cross body, being balanced, and business, are you personally distracting yourself, or you personally are investing in things or taking up time with things that is merely a distraction and preventing you from executing particular tasks or making a certain dream that you have come true? Then I also want to make this point, because whenever I look at the fact the bottle was sitting in the middle of the road, I can't help but say someone intentionally put it there. Someone intentionally put the bottle in the middle of the road. And I know it because the bottle was standing upright. No one threw the bottle out into the middle of the road and it landed upright without breaking, you know? So someone intentionally put it there. And I align that with family and friends. The reason why is because it's someone else who put the bottle in the road. And when we look at our lives, we have to ask the question, is there something in the road ahead that's leading towards my destination because a family member or friend put it there with some type of malicious intent? The reason why I say malicious intent is because the bottle being in the road, that it wasn't put there to do anybody justice. What good does a bottle being in the road does for anyone? It doesn't do any good for anyone. And it's very important that in our lives, we assess the exact same thing. Is things in my road, or is things in the road that I'm on going to a particular destination that's there to be detrimental or a distraction to what I have going on? And it's put there by family members or friends. If so, we have to do our best to counter the distraction. We have to do our best to distance ourselves from the distraction. You should know by now, here on Daily Path Podcast, I'm about culture and community. And in your culture and community, it is essential that you are only surrounded with people who are promoting your growth, your success. They're supporting your growth and your success. They're applauding your growth and your success. And they are also growing and pursuing success themselves, or they are growing and being successful themselves. That should be the group of people that you are around, because chances are, if you're around that group of people, you will not have any distractions coming from them. You will not have family members or friends putting bottles in your road, so that way you could smack the bottle and potentially never get to where you're trying to go. So the principle of the day is this: don't let distractions disqualify you from where you are going. If you like these messages here on Daily Path Podcast, I really want to invite you to join Warriors by going to dailypathacademy.com/start. That is dailypathacademy.com/start. It's my group coaching program where we do interactive trainings on topics such as the one we went over today and many more. So again, if you would like to join Warriors, go to dailypathacademy.com/start. I'm signing off. Hope you have a blessed day. I'll see you next week. I want to be unique, got more than my kid I could teach. I want you to hear when I speak. I want to free people imprisoned by stigmas and popular common beliefs. Don't want you to think, I want you to feel. Look down inside you and tell me what's real. If you're unsure, then you're uncured. We only get one life, man, it's a big deal. Do you love what you do?